I was pretty happy for the most part with our free throws down the stretch, and really I thought we took care of the ball pretty well. Kind of played hot potato with them, and I told the kids none of their passes gave me a corner or anything, you know, didn't give me a heart attack. So I said, you know, we moved the ball really well, you know, and they were coming after us. I really enjoyed, you know, our press break worked really well. We got the ball across and drained some time.
Thought the guys did a nice job sharing the ball inside as well. You got guys, defenders, to come up at you and then dish it off to somebody else open underneath.
Yeah, I thought we did a great job of sharing the ball. We've been doing the last couple of games really sharing the ball really well. Like, for example, Connor McKee tonight, you know, I thought he had some chances to take it to the bucket, but, you know, we saw Kay Tickner wide open under the hoop and some nice dumps, and a lot of guys did. Anytime we drove, if they were going to collapse and stop that drive, we were finding the open guy and sharing the basketball, and that's what we preach all the time. That's what you got to do to win.
The lead was cut down to three a few times, even 2 points a couple occasions. Is it just a kind of a veteran presence that allowed you guys to steady yourselves and stay in front?
Yeah. I mean, like I told those guys in the locker room, I said, you know, I wasn't real happy with our press break right to start when they kind of jumped out to press us. But, you know, we got a lot of guys that have played a lot of minutes of basketball, you know, because a lot of them have been playing since they were freshmen or sophomores. And, you know, I thought we just responded, you know, made a few defensive stops, and, you know, we made the big shots when we had to, you know, to kind of keep them at bay.
One of those little stretches, and they were making a run. You had taken a timeout there, and then the guys ended up turning the ball over again. But I saw Colby and a couple other guys talking to each other and kind of saying, hey, everybody calm down, and they did settle back in, and I guess that's part of that experience, too.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, Colby, Connor Lane, all those guys, you know, they can be leaders on the court, and it's just like it's one of those things where, yeah, guys, relax, we're fine, you know, and that's something we've gotten better at this year. You know, at the beginning of the year, I think we lost a lot of close ball games, probably because we had that lack of that kind of presence on the court, you know, with the loss of the seniors. And, you know, I think a lot of them have kind of stepped up and said, you know, they can step up and say, calm down, we're fine, we can right the ship, so to speak.
Always nice when you get a little redemption, too. They got you guys at your place in overtime, so good to get them back.
Yeah, it's always a fun fun game when Sparty and us get together.
Yeah, what was different this time?
Well, we did throw a zone at them, but really, I think we're also in a better place as far as offensively goes, whether it be zone. You know, last time I think our zone and our man were just kind of sputtering, not to mention, you know, we've had two bouts where we've had, you know, our starters and some subs being in quarantine, and I think we've finally, you know, got everybody back and gotten a rhythm. And a really nice rhythm, and of all times, this is the best time to do it, and getting right there by postseason. But cohesiveness, I think, has really grown since we've kind of got everybody back from that second bout with quarantining.
Was it beneficial that the Ottoman game was moved from Thursday to Saturday, and maybe you had some more fresh legs for this?
I mean, sure, it doesn't hurt, but it's not going to help tomorrow. But yeah, I mean, we have a tough stretch either way, because we went Monday, Tuesday. We're supposed to go Thursday, Friday this week, and now we get to go Friday, Saturday, and then go Monday, Tuesday next week. So either way, we're going to play 4 games in 5 days. So we're going to have some tired legs, but I always tell them, you guys are young, you're resilient. I wish I was that age still.
Wyatt Gettler had a shot there in the fourth quarter for a guy who doesn't see a lot of time to about halfway through the fourth bury a big three. I thought that said a lot.
Yeah, that was a big shot to take, and that's what I said in the locker room. I said there was two guys. I thought Wyatt Gettler, you know, having the confidence, and he is a good spot up shooter, you know, having the confidence to shoot that shot and hit it. And then I thought Sam Foreman with a strong move inside there in the fourth quarter, you know, being only a sophomore and being willing to, you know, we preach to him all the time, you gotta be aggressive, and those two shots and those moments were huge.